discussions that were had this week between the provincial finance ministers and Minister Flaherty and enhancing the CPP, many have called for. And Ontario at the top of the, being one of the loudest voices, the Ontario finance minister. But the general consensus from the feds has been, and some finance ministers provincially, has been, now's not the time to do it. It would put the brakes on the economy and hurt business. And so CARP is calling for an expansion to the CPP and has gone further to say that these pooled pension plans, which the federal government has laid the groundwork for, the provinces need to get on board and get involved with that as well and make that happen. Because CARP says that people are going to end up in retirement if things don't change, things aren't done, they're going to be poor. And then who's going to pay for all that will be necessary in order to keep society rolling along? So she'll join me in just a few moments. Mark Carney, who up until last week has been the golden boy of golden boys, but now a bit of controversy surrounding Mark Carney, who's, of course, the governor of the Bank of Canada and is going to take that similar job in England in the spring. But he's in a bit of hot water. If I guess some might say it's not really hot water, but there is controversy because some are questioning why he was spending time with Scott Bryson, who is the Liberal finance critic and has a pretty cozy relationship with Liberals in general. And some say that there's a conflict there. And even if nothing was discussed, it's still, the optics of it aren't good. Duff Conacher, a founding director of Democracy Watch, is one of those voices. He'll join me after the 12:30 news. And Laurie Goldstein, who is a contributing writer to the Toronto Sun, also weighed in on the whole situation. He'll join me at about 12:45 to talk about it again during the call-in segment. I mentioned a number or one thing that I'd like to get to for sure. I've got some other things in the pile as well. We'll see what time allows for. In the sporting world, well, it won't be Tebow time at the Meadowlands this Sunday. Instead, the New York Jets fans, including myself, prepare for a McElroy moment. Coach Rex Ryan is bench struggling quarterback Mark Sanchez. We'll start Greg McElroy over Tim Tebow for Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers. It's all pretty irrelevant anyway because the Jets aren't going to make the playoffs. But the Sanchez era is officially over. I'm very disappointed. I actually was one of his supporters. I really, really thought Sanchez eventually would get it together, but he just doesn't have it, at least not in New York. And apparently received a tweet from AJ_Cooper83 says, Tim Tebow will seek trade or release if Greg McElroy closes out a season as the quarterback for the Jets. So Tebow will want a trade, and Sanchez they'll probably have to get rid of, and the Jets are spiraling in. The Jets have been officially grounded, and that's sad because as a Jets fan, it means that I have one less thing to be excited about when it comes to sports, and as a Leaf fan, you know that's even worse. What we're going to do now is take a break. When we come back, as mentioned, we'll have an opportunity to chat with Susan Eng, Vice President of CARP. We'll be right back.
If you're reading it, it's history. If you're hearing it, it's news. You're listening to St. John's News Leader, News 88.9.
Need a car, but you're caught in the bank's credit cracks?
I need a car, but I'm self-employed.
No loan for you!
I just started a great new job.
No loan for you!
Commission sales?
No loan for you!
Don't let the credit cracks stop you from driving a great pre-owned vehicle. Maritime Auto Group has an incredible lease program designed just for you. 12-month leases on fully warranted pre-owned vehicles. And at 0%, yes, 0% interest. MaritimeAutoGroup.com. Because what you drive matters.
Doctor, I'm pretty sure I need to get my hearing checked.
Okay, why do you think that?
I think I just heard an ad saying that I could lease a fully warranted pre-owned car at 0% interest?
Oh, your hearing is fine. It's Maritime Auto Group. You can actually lease a pre-owned car complete with a comprehensive warranty at 0% interest.
Wow! I'm going to Maritime Auto Group right now. And to celebrate my perfect hearing, I'm going to get something with a great stereo.
MaritimeAutoGroup.com. Because what you drive matters.
It's hard to believe, but Bishop's Windows and Doors has been in business for 20 years. So what's the best way to celebrate? By offering you 50% off window installation. Book your January and February installs now. And when you buy one install, you receive the second one free. That saves you 50%. We've been offering the best deals for 20 years, and now we're offering one more. But hurry, this 50% off sale ends soon. Bishop's Windows and Doors on the Meyer Road in Rosse. With buy one, get one free installs on windows, why would you go anywhere else?
Christmas is just around the corner. Hi, it's Jason from Custom Auto Sound and Accessories. Are you still wondering what to get that special someone? We have great gift ideas for the car and truck enthusiasts, from hood deflectors, vent visors, chrome accessories, stainless side steps, tonneau covers, back racks, and hitches. Or how about a Custom Auto gift card? Stop by today and check out our brand new showroom, Custom Auto, St. John's Automotive Accessory Specialist, 297 Rosse Avenue, or call 652-9966.
When was the last time you heard Maritime Morning?
Is this at a point that you just strike a little committee, have a couple of public hearings on it or something, and then...
You know, the majority of the people are quite happy with the way things are going and the way things are happening.
This is ridiculous. There's a certain element, a hardcore small element, that doesn't want to build a building over a certain height. They don't want anything in this city. All the rest of us, just let them get away with it.
Don't miss Maritime Morning with Jordy Morgan. Weekdays from 10 till noon on News 88.9.
The moment we know, you know. Get breaking news alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up today at news889.com. This is the Todd Vino Show on News 88.9. Now, here's Todd.
Welcome back. Susan Ang is vice president of an organization called CARP, C-A-R-P. Susan, how are you today?
Oh, sorry, I'm just great.
Excellent.
I took a swallow of water there.
Oh, that's all right. Now, for those who don't know exactly what CARP is, what's your mandate?
Well, you know, the focus is on what we can do to improve our quality of life as we all age. And obviously here today we're talking about financial security. Do you have enough to live on? More importantly, are you afraid you're going to outlive your money? So obviously when we're talking about a pension reform, we're looking at ways in which people are or are not saving and how to help them.
Okay. Now, we know that this the topic's been front and center this week with the finance minister's meeting and talking about, of course, potentially enhancing CPP, and there's been a lot of discussion also about the pooled registered pension plan, which the federal government is encouraging the provinces to get on board with. Have you been pleased with some of the dialogue you've heard, or what are your thoughts on what's going on?
You know what? My focus is to focus on whether or not something got done, right?
Right.
If you have a lot of sound and fury and no action, I'm not particularly happy. The only thing I can say in terms of the silver lining here is to say that, well, CPP enhancement is still on the table, and they are still going to talk about bringing out the PRPPs, the pooled retirement savings plans, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, net today, I can't tell any of our members or their children and grandchildren that they have one new savings vehicle to save for their own retirement. You know, it took almost 2 years for us to convince the finance ministers and across the country that there was a savings problem. People were not saving enough for their own retirement. It could be that their salaries were not good, but in fact, for the large majority of them, they just didn't. And so the whole point of this exercise was to give people generally an opportunity to save for their own retirement. The workplace pension has gone the way of the dodo. There are no new plans coming out. People are not using the RRSPs. They're using like 5% of the available savings room. And so people just keep going down this road, and when they hit 50, 55, and they're looking at their nest egg and find that it's empty, you know, then we have to say, well, you know, maybe we can't help you, but we can help your children and grandchildren, because it takes an entire working career to save enough for your pension, for your retirement.
Isn't part of the problem, though, that many have done the right thing? And after the 2008 situation, they've seen that nest egg deplete in the stock market. I think a lot of people have lost faith in the system. Many people have contributed to pension plans with their work, and they found out that, guess what, They're no longer going to get what they thought. So there's a lot of skepticism out there. Is that part of this?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? You know, the only ones that survived are the following. The CPP,
yeah.
It had its dip as well, but it is still secure for 75 years going forward. The various workplace pensions, the teachers' pension plans, the civil service pension plans, the hospital pension plans, those also took a hit. But they are coming back. Why? Because they have professional management. They are huge funds. They can recover. Acme Manufacturing, on the other hand, is going to be in great trouble. So in 2008, when we saw the big boys falter, GM, for example, had to have a government bailout even. We start looking at ourselves and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't even have a pension plan to worry about. And so that's when we finally started to figure out that the average Canadian who doesn't have one of these workplace pensions, and P.S., even if they did, needed some other kind of system to help them save for their retirement. That is why people keep looking at the CPP as an obvious and consistent and successful player in the landscape. Now, I understand that some people don't like to make more contributions to their pensions, especially younger workers who have to, you know, look after a mortgage, send their kids to school, and so on. I understand that. But there are so many people now, today, who, when they were younger, hated the fact that they were contributing to a pension plan, and now are sitting pretty, thinking, oh, my God, thank goodness I was able to contribute when I had the chance.
Now, that may be true, but when you ask many business owners, including CFIB, which many of its obviously its membership is made up of business owners, they cry foul over this because they suggest that they shouldn't have to contribute if they don't want to. And you are calling for not only an added contribution from them when it comes to CPP, but also a pooled registered pension plan. You think business owners should have a mandatory addition to that as well, correct?
Well, yes, and here's the thing. There are two separate things. First of all, when we're talking about the amount that's involved here, right, the amount of additional contributions that the employer would have to make to a CPP in order to get what the politicians are calling a modest increase to the CPP. They're calling it around 10%. The actual dollars involved per month are really small in the larger scheme of things. So to get a 10% increase, we did a calculation. We had somebody look at these numbers, that for somebody who is making the maximum amount of covered income, about $50,000, the monthly additional amount that the employer has to pay is $45. Mm-hmm. For a person in lower income, say around $20,000 income, and unfortunately many people are working at that level, the amount the employer would have to pay in addition each month is $18. So it's hardly a job killer. And that, first of all, the numbers involved put pay to the kind of arguments that they're making. They made this claim, CFIB made this claim, the last time CPP was increased in early 1990s when the rates nearly doubled. They said, oh, you know, we're going to have job killing, you know, expenses. But in actual fact, you know, there was good economic activity at that time. Job, unemployment rates fell. So that is just a hollow argument. And really, when you have the CFIB also supporting the PRPPs, then you got to ask yourself, well, you know, if the idea with the PRPPs is that employers wouldn't have to contribute. Well, the point that we looked at with our members is to say, look, if you had a PRPP when you were working, would you have contributed to it? And most of them said no. Why? Because the thing that would make them actually contribute is an employer contribution, and that stands to reason. So that's why we say that employers need to be part of the picture. It's part of the compensation package. The chances are good that if you made a contribution to a pooled plan of any sort, including the CPP, that you wouldn't have to actually attract people with such higher salary rates. So there are many good reasons why employers should look carefully at how they spend their payroll dollars, and one of the ways they can do it is put it into a useful pension plan that will actually stabilize their workforce.
All right. So are you suggesting that it should be a couple of not only options but mandatory increased CPP and the pooled registered pension plan?
Well, that's to provide some choice. The bottom line here is that experts tell us that in order to live decently or keep your standard of living when you retire, you should have about 60 to 70% of your pre-retirement income when you retire, right?
Yes.
So how do you get there? If you can get there fast by just putting money in a mattress, great. But actually, for most people, the only way you can do this is put the money into a large fund where there are professional managers who can get a better return for you than you can on your own, and protect, and you're protected by the fact that it is such a large plan. You will also, your own savings will grow more if you put in more, or if an employer adds to what you save and put away. It's very simple arithmetic. It's not even, you know, as bizarre as some pension experts try to tell you it is. It's simply arithmetic. So that's what you need to do. Now, how are you going to do that? How do you get people to actually to put money away? Well, either you make them through a mandatory CPP,
yes,
or you create a product that's so attractive that they rush to you in hordes, in droves. So which is it going to be? Net, at the end of the day, we need to have Canadians saving more and earning more on their savings.
But again, there would be many that would say, okay, I'm gonna put my money into this pooled pension plan, and the employers match it, all that's all well and good, but you still have actuaries who are deciding where that money goes, how it's invested, and you already mentioned the fact that GM, I'm sure, had very skilled people taking care of its pension plan, and it failed. So there are no guarantees, and again, that skepticism is part of this still, right?
But here's something that you don't want to hear, but it happens, and that is GM as an employer and their union together decided that when times were good, they would take money out of the plan. They would either have contribution holidays or they would increase their benefits, right? That's what drove it into insolvency. So we also have, separate and apart from this advocacy, a separate stream of advocacy saying, protect the pensions you have. Don't let people just take their money out. And we just had a Supreme Court decision come out today saying that employers, and in this case they were talking about the Mounties and the soldiers and the civil service, that the federal government can just take their surplus.
But many of those workers, though, in fairness, decided that they would take, you already mentioned, contribution holidays,
yes,
and many did. It wasn't just the public, wasn't just the government sucking money out of there. The unions were involved, too.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
Again,
simple arithmetic. If you take the money out when times are good, you're not going to have it when times are bad.
Right. Susan, I wish we had a bit more time, but I think you covered all the points. Is there anything else quickly you wanted to throw in there?
No, I think it's important to know that for all that sound and fury this weekend,
right,
the finance ministers, in fact, did nothing.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate your time as always. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Merry Christmas and have a wonderful new year.
Okay, thanks. Susan Eng, Vice President of an organization called CARP, C-A-R-P. Mark Carney and some controversy about his affiliation with the Liberals and Scott Bryson. We'll talk about this when we come back.
You're listening to the Todd Vino Show on News 88.9. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
What you doing, Rusty?
I've tried everything. I can't fight through the rust check.
What can I do?
Nothing. There's so much rust check inside and out, I'm going to starve.
Your annual rust check treatment bonds to metal and dispels moisture to keep rusty out of even the tiniest cracks and crevices in your vehicle. Harding's Rust Check, number one in rust prevention since 1973. 333 Rothsay Avenue.